私はデコマンという自分の体の真ん中部分をモチーフにしたアート活動をしております。僕でなしこと申します。この度本企画でありますデイリーに投稿させていただきました。前述のように私は私自身のマンコを使ってこのような作品作りをしております。
Hello everybody, I am Okudenashiko. I make art pieces with my pussy, which I would rather call Manko or MK. I thought it was just funny to decorate my mo pussy. But I was very surprised to see how people get upset to see my works or even to hear me say Manko. If I say Manko, it will offend elderly. Even when the TV station asked me to be on their show, they wouldn't dare to let me say Dekoman because man is from the taboo word Manko.Why did I start making this kind of art pieces? That was because I had not seen pussy of others and worried too much about mine. I didn't know what a pussy should look like at the same time. I thought mine is just abnormal. Manko pussy has been such a taboo in the Japanese society. Pussy has been thought to be obscene because it's been overly hidden, although it's just part of a woman's body.
Because we're walking past this girl and she was yelling back like, fuck you or something.And we said, oh, what happened? She said, that guy just told me he had a big dick. And we're like, wow. So then we went and then this guy was still standing in the doorway. And we're like, hey, did you just say to that woman, like, that you had a big dick? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, she was just pissed off because she was into it, you know. But I mean, that's quite an approach to say.
Quite an approach?
To yeah, a woman, hey, I got a big dick. That's quite an approach.Like, I've never said in my life, because I haven't got a big deck
for
a start.
You know why she told you that? Because she was a little bit interested. If I would have came a little bit different, if I would have, like, stepped to her a little different, like, probably invite her to, like, some coffee or some shit, and then tell her, and tell her I want to fuck the shit out, then it probably would have. But I'm
sure. But what I'm interested in is that you have taken out you've taken out the let's go for a coffee. You've taken out that you've just gone straight for the...
Head.
The realness.
The realness. You gotta be real. If you can't be real, then you just fake.
No, but the thing is, like, you know, we're society. Like,
all right, let me ask you one question.
Yeah.
Would you like to fuck her?
Yes.
Oh, that right there? That right there? I respect it. I respect that.
Right.
Because you're being real. Mm-hmm. You're not.
No, but, I mean.
Going around the world.
We're people, we need a little bit of softening up before we drop the fucking
bomb. Well, when you're drinking and having a good time, you gotta go straight to the point. I don't want to know your name, I just want to know your pussy. That's it.
But what about the person?
I don't want to know your name, I just want to know your pussy.
Are you playing with your willy?
Yes. Can I see you playing with your willy?
No, I'm not going to.
Why?
Because we could get arrested.
Why?
Oh.
How do I know you're there?
Later. What's that?
How do I know you're there?
How do I know my willy's there?
No, how do they know that your willy's been played with?
Because they might, I don't know, they might send the willy police.
Willy
pity. Can you just stand on the corner?
No, I was about to go to work.
And you saw her and you asked her if she wanted to fuck?
Well, I said hello, and afterwards I said, yeah, what the fuck?
Anyway, my move, I finally made a move. I never make a move. And my move was, I went, I'm going to go, and this is such a wonderful thing to be able to say, I'm going to go get some herbs for what I'm cooking from the garden, because they have, you know, a whole garden there. And I looked her right in the eye, and I went, would anyone like to come with me? And she went, I'll come with you. And Tori was standing right there, and she, my sister, she's like, uh-huh. And yeah, and we went into the garden, and basically we're like, that's a nice herb, that's a nice herb. And then immediately, like, just sort of, like, embraced. And it was very heavy right away. And she was like, I've been in a long relationship.
Mm.
And, you know, I really care about him and blah, blah, blah. But this is something.
I mean, this is, what, second conversation?
Yeah. Like, but, you know, I was concerned that she was in a relationship.
Mm.
Because I don't like...
No.
I don't like that. I don't want to be...
No, only bad people like that.
Yeah. Mm. I think I would rather cheat than be the guy that somebody cheats with. I feel so weird about it. It's easier to identify with the other guy or something. Anyway, she... And I don't cheat, but you get the idea. So it was just... I felt like, I'm not going to do this, right? But we have this nice moment. I don't think we kissed. I think we just... kind of held each other, looked into each other's eyes, picked some herbs, and went back inside.
I want to fuck you, and that's it.
You
want to
fuck?
I don't want nothing besides. I don't want to get to know your name.
And that's what I'm asking you. You're not looking to fall in love, right?
Nah, I don't know. Not yet. How old do you think I am?
Perfecto.
In your 20s?
Late.
Late 20s.
I'm 30. 30. So right now, I'm back. When I'm 35, I want to have kids. I want to find that lady.
Right, so you're like, your next line, instead of I got a big dick, it's going to be, hey, you want to have kids?
No. I just
scared them away real quick. There's no Willy Beast. There's no Willy Beast.
Okay, there's no Willy Police. But there is Bum Bum Police.
What Bum Bum Police? The guy playing with my bum bum. Look at my mess, you love. Look, you messes.
Your messy room.
You love messes, don't you?
When do I love messes?
Mummy told me.
You're gonna be a good dad, actually. I can see that.
I'm gonna be a great dad because I got nieces and nephews and I love them, they love me.
Not a sexist dad, though. You're not gonna. I mean, because this is the thing.
I'm gonna be very protective towards my daughter.
You're gonna be very protective.
But towards my son, he can do whatever he wants. My son can do whatever he wants. But my daughter, she cannot fuck until she's 80. She's old.
The short version is we stay up till after the sun rises, well after.
Mm-hmm.
We go out, we're smoking cigarettes at, you know, 6:30 in the morning. We've just sort of been sporadically talking and making out and basically just being together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the next day we both go home. We leave, call, and we talk. She calls me, we keep talking. And I say, hey, you know, you have this... That was really great, it was nice to meet you. You know, I you're great, but you know, you have this boyfriend, and you live in Maryland, and I live in northern New Jersey. That's, you know, 6 hours drive away from each other. It's far, whatever. And on like day four, she calls me and she says, I broke up with my boyfriend. I booked us a hotel in Philly. It's halfway between the two of us.
Yeah.
And that's the... And I want to have sex with you when you show up. Are you, you know, have you gotten tested? And I said, I'll go get tested. You should do the same. She said, sure. And we both went and got tested and we were both clean. And I hitched a ride with my friends who happened to be going down that way. And I got dropped off at the hotel. I called her when I was almost there, and she said, I'll be the girl at the bar with the red suitcase. And I walked up, and she was the girl at the bar with the red suitcase. She said, do you want to go out, or do you want to go upstairs? I said, let's go upstairs. We went upstairs to the hotel room, and we had sex. Mm-hmm. And that was our first date.
Yep. Yeah, 4 years, right?
And now we're well over 4 years, and we're very happy.
No STDs. No HIV. Mm-hmm. I'm healthy. Allow me and him to fuck you right now?
That'd be great.
That'd be wonderful. Right? Two guys? Instead of one? Right? A woman gotta be honest, right?
Just like a man. I don't know.
Want you to bring for a hotel?
What's that?
I go late. There's a hotel right here. There's a hotel right here.
I mean, you have to ask the
lady.
No, you have
to ask her. Yeah, you definitely have to ask her because it's up to her.
But I'm saying is...
Wait, are you against it?
No, whatever she wants to do
that's
is...
That's honesty.
Whatever she wants to do is whatever she wants to do.
That's what I respect.
But what about respect for women is all I'm saying.
They know their respect. They know. I want you to hear this song. This is my anthem. One of my anthems. Hear this song, man.
Is it do with fucking?
It's always do with fucking. Now listen. Something in life, you feel control, can you make you feel right? Pussy control, make you feel alright. 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 Pussy control, make you feel alright.
A pussy boat that will go across the ocean. A pussy bedding. A pussy door. A pussy car. Or a pussy boat. That will go across the ocean. I wanted to make pussy more casual and pop. That's how I came to make a pussy diorama, pussy lampshade, pussy smartphone case, and so on. I wrote a comic book of Decoman. I also host workshops for women who want to make their own Decoman. I will send you a Decoman kit if you live in a distant region. I would like to give a new meaning to pussy. A pussy bedding, a pussy door, a pussy car, or a pussy boat that will go across the ocean. I wanted to make pussy more casual and pop.